In the early 1990s, as the commercial internet began to emerge from its academic roots, Jeff Bezos saw what many others did not: an unprecedented growth curve. While working at the hedge fund D.E. Shaw, Bezos came across a statistic that web usage was growing at 2,300% per year. That figure alone convinced him that the internet would transform commerce. But recognizing opportunity was only the first step. Before founding Amazon, Bezos systematically evaluated a wide range of potential online businesses, carefully comparing their advantages and constraints. Books ultimately became his beachhead market, not because they were the most glamorous option, but because they were strategically ideal. Bezos reportedly compiled a list of around 20 potential product categories that could be sold online. These included software, music CDs, office supplies, apparel, and consumer electronics. Each category had promise. Software and CDs, for example, were standardized products with clear specifications. Customers knew exactly what they were buying. Apparel was a massive market with high margins. Consumer electronics were growing quickly, but Bezos was not looking for just a large market. He was looking for the right market to launch an entirely new retail model. Books stood out for several reasons. First, the total addressable market was enormous. The global book market in the mid-1990s represented tens of billions of dollars annually. Second, books had an exceptionally large and fragmented catalog. There were millions of titles in print at any given time, far more than any physical bookstore could carry. Even the largest superstores at the time, such as Barnes & Noble, could stock only around 100,000 titles. An online bookstore, unconstrained by physical shelf space, could theoretically offer millions. This created a powerful value proposition: unmatched selection. Third, books were standardized products. A specific ISBN corresponded to a specific edition. Customers did not need to touch or try a book before purchasing it. A copy of a title was identical whether bought in Seattle or New York. This eliminated one of the biggest risks of early e-commerce: uncertainty about product quality. Unlike clothing, books did not require sizing. Unlike electronics, they did not require complex technical support. Another key advantage was logistics. Books were relatively small, lightweight, and durable. They were easy to ship and unlikely to break in transit, unlike fragile goods or hardware. Shipping costs were predictable and manageable, which was critical in an era before sophisticated fulfillment infrastructure. Additionally, the book industry already had centralized distributors such as Ingram and Baker and Taylor, which maintained large warehouses and comprehensive catalogs. Amazon could initially operate without holding massive inventory, sourcing books from wholesalers after customers placed orders. This allowed Bezos to minimize capital requirements and risk in the company's earliest phase. Beyond operational advantages, books offered something even more strategically valuable: data. What people read reveals deep insights into their interests, aspirations, political leanings, hobbies, and professional ambitions. A customer who buys books on mountaineering may also be interested in outdoor gear. Someone purchasing cookbooks might later buy kitchen equipment. A reader of business strategy titles could be a candidate for software tools or office products. By starting with books, Amazon could begin building rich psychographic profiles of its customers, far more nuanced than simple demographic data. This insight laid the groundwork for personalized recommendations, cross-selling, and eventually the sophisticated data-driven retail ecosystem Amazon became known for. In choosing books, Bezos demonstrated a principle that would define Amazon's strategy. Start with a focused entry point, win on selection and customer experience, gather meaningful customer data, and then expand. Books were not the end goal, they were the wedge. Once Amazon built customer trust, logistics expertise, technological infrastructure, and deep behavioral insights, it could move into adjacent categories with confidence. By resisting the temptation to pursue flashier or higher-margin products at the outset, Bezos chose a category that maximized long-term strategic advantage. Books were the perfect beachhead, large enough to matter, simple enough to execute, and rich in data that would power the company's expansion into everything store status.